whipping off the sling whoopers and loading it in the same movements, Tyria leaped to the wall top. Below in the ditch that ran alongside the path, stretching from north to south, she glimpsed the water rats. It was Grofgut's gang, racing away north up the dried-out ditch bed. Tyria identified the gang leader's voice as he shouted,
"That was the water dog! I missed her, but 'twas that mouse what beated me up that I want to kill!"
It was a difficult throw, but Tyria whirled Whoopit wildly and let fly hard. She hit the back of the last runner's head, downing him. Dashing down to the main gate, she began swiftly unbarring it. Skipper Banjon and Brink, together with Tyria's three friends, were walking down the abbey steps when they spied her flinging the gate open and racing out onto the path. Banjon was off like an arrow.
"What in the name of rudders is that gel up to? Come on, mates!"
Some distance up the ditch bed, they came across the otter maid, standing over a sprawled-out water rat. She was shaking her head as her eyes drove north up the dried-out watercourse.
"It was those vermin we met yesterday. I was on the wall top when one of them threw a spear at me and missed. I heard him shouting that it was the mouse he wanted to slay, the one who had beaten him. Anyhow, they're well gone now, probably cut off east into the woodlands further up. I managed to hit this one from the wall top."
Giri looked back to the abbey ramparts.
"Good grief! You mean to say you slung a stone that far? From up there? You hit your target? Is he dead?"
Brink Nelson checked the rat briefly.
"Boy, this one's dead sure enough."
Shocked, Tyria dropped her sling as though it were a poisoned snake. Her voice shook as she explained.
"I didn't mean to kill any beast. Honestly, I only wanted to drive them away from Redwall. It was just a wild shot. I wish I'd never slung that stone."
Skipper pressed the sling Whoopit back into his daughter's paw.
"You said there was eight of the vermin. So, one of them wants to kill himself a mouse, eh?"
A tremor of fear ran through Brinty, but he put on a show of bravado.
"I'm not frightened of scummy water rats."
Banjon eyed Tyria levelly.
"And you didn't mean to kill the rat. Why?"
She shrugged.
"Can't say, really. I've never slain anything before. It's just not a very nice feeling, I suppose."
Her father's gaze hardened. Raising his voice sternly, he addressed his daughter.
"Not a very nice feeling, you suppose? You listen to me, girl. Those rats are thieves, murderers and torturers. All of them. It is about time you grew up and learned about vermin. If I'd been with you when you found them tormenting that bird yesterday, I would have finished them all, instead of letting the villains go free to roam Mossflower. There's seven of the scum out there now, all ready to rob and kill any decent, innocent creature they come across."
Banjon nudged the carcass of the fallen one.
"You can't reason with vermin, Tyria. This rat won't be doing any more evil because you stopped him. You did the right thing, protecting our abbey and your friends. Remember, girl, you're a warrior maid with wildlock blood."
The force of her father's final phrase hit Tyria like a thunderbolt. It was the exact line spoken to her by the otter in her dream, which came instantly back to her in vivid detail. She swayed and had to support herself by leaning against the side of the ditch. Skipper leaped forward and steadied her.
"Tyria, are you all right? What ails ye?"
Brink took his friend to one side, whispering,
"Leave her be, mate. Poor missy. 'Tis probably the shock of it all. I think you're a mite harsh with a yelling like that. Mayhaps she ain't old enough to grasp it all yet."